This is an important book. Dr. Barcelos tackles a subject that is crucial for a right understanding of the Bible, and he does so in a very careful way. Both the conclusions that he advocates and the methods by which he reaches them are instructive. The Bible tells the story of God's salvation of sinners in Christ. But that story does not begin in Bethlehem. It begins, well, at the beginning, at creation. Misunderstand God's work at the beginning, and you will not fully appreciate what he has done since. Barcelos recognizes this, and so takes a careful look at the Garden of Eden. God's work in that place sets the stage for his work for the rest of history. With a scholar's eye and a pastor's heart, Barcelos carefully examines the relationship that God established with Adam in the garden, with its stated stipulations and threat, as well as its implied promise. The purpose of that covenantal arrangement, and Adam's failure to maintain it, establishes the trajectory for all subsequent revelation and the promise of eternity. Barcelos writes as a Reformed Baptist who is convinced of the covenantal structure of biblical revelation. To get at key issues involved in this study, he interacts with other Calvinistic Baptists who do not share that conviction. Most of the proponents of this so-called New Covenant Theology, or NCT, have, until recently, been hesitant to acknowledge that God established a covenant with Adam at the beginning. Barcelos gives their arguments a gracious hearing while exposing their weaknesses and failures to understand biblical and historical texts. One of the key points of disagreement between NCT and covenant theology, including the Reformed Baptist version, is the perpetuity of the weekly Sabbath. In acknowledgement of this, and because it is a crucial part of the order that God established at creation, Barcelos devotes the second half of this book to that question. His arguments for an abiding Sabbath principle in the Christian Lord's Day are exegetically sound, theologically robust, and pastorally wise. In a day when the idea that God calls us to set aside one day in seven as a Sabbath rest sounds archaic to the large majority of evangelical Christians, the case presented here needs to gain a wide hearing. In this book, Dr. Barcelos has given us a wonderful example of exegetical, historical, systematic, polemical, and pastoral theology. He has served the church well by calling attention to an essential ingredient for reading the Bible rightly, and by doing so with humility, rigor, and grace. I hope that it will gain a wide reading, not only by those who already hold his conclusions, but especially by those who, though they do not, nevertheless share his love for God's word. May this book bring glory to the one who succeeded where Adam failed, and whose life, death, and resurrection guarantee that everything that was originally promised in the beginning will infallibly come to pass. Thomas Askell, Cape Coral, Florida, August 2017.